Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
My mornings with Moose and Breezy. Your weekend starts now.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. We got Justin Timberlake tickets. Yes! 60 degrees for the high. The sun is shining today for whatever reason. We don't know, but we're not complaining. We're not complaining. Welcome to the show, you guys. My name's Moose. That's Breezy.
Hello.
Pour yourself a cup of coffee, and it's time to play Can't Beat Breezy.
Let's do it.
Let's get after it. We need caller 8. I'm very excited, but also extremely nervous.
Me too. I'm nervous.
Let's go to the phones. I'm nervous. I know. Justin Timberlake, you guys, is coming to KeyBank Center October 21st in Buffalo for his Forget Tomorrow World Tour. This is your chance to win them before you can buy them. They go on sale at 10 o'clock this morning at Ticketmaster.com. Let's go to the phones. PXY, who's this?
Hi, it's Daniela.
Daniela, you are color 8!
Yay!
Caller number 8, are you ready for Can't Beat Breezy?
Oh my gosh, I can't wait. I'm shaking.
Breezy, you got to leave the room.
You're freaking out. All right, love you. Bye.
I'm freaking out.
All right, head to the other room. All right, let's do it. Now, I'm going to ask you a series of trivia questions. A lot of them are Justin Timberlake questions, Daniela. So let me get through all of them before you correctly answer. Okay, what town are you representing today?
I am in East Irondequoit.
East Irondequoit on the board? All right. Oh, I got to start my... Breezy against Daniela. All right, question 1, Daniela. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
You're at work, aren't you?
I work from home, so...
Oh, I was going to say, you sound like you're hiding under a cubicle. Question 1, JT and Brittany once stepped out in matching all outfits, which JT absolutely regrets. What matching outfits did they have on? A, white tank tops with cargo pants. B, overalls. C, all denim. Or D, red jumpsuits.
All denim.
All denim would be? Nice job. You got one on the board, Daniela. Let's go to question number 2. How many Grammy Awards does Justin Timberlake currently have? A6, B4, C7, or D20?
I'm going to go with 4.
No, I'm so sorry. The correct answer is actually 6. Which couple of those came from NSYNC? That's okay. You still got one on the board. Let's go to question 3. Justin Timberlake is married to who? A, Britney Spears. B, Jessica Biel. C, Cameron Diaz. Or D, Jessica Bailey.
Jessica Biel. B.
That is... Nice job representing East Irondequoit today. Let's go to question number 4. The first time, Daniela, Justin Timberlake ever milked a cow, it took approximately how many squirts to produce a gallon of milk? A, 75, B, 100, C, 150, or D, 340? You really milked it.
Okay, wait, what were those answers?
A, 75, B, 100, C, 150, or D, 340. How many squirts did it take to produce a gallon of milk?
I'm going to go with B.
B? You 100 squirts?
Maybe A. It's A.
A, maybe. Final answer?
Yes.
Correct.
Oh, my gosh.
You got three on the board. Nice job. All right, let's go to the final question. In an interview with Justin Timberlake, he admitted to having a fear to this one thing. What is it? A, stuffed animals. B, heights. C, water. Or D, cemeteries.
Let's see.
5 seconds to answer.
What was the last two?
Stuffed animals, heights, water, or cemeteries?
Heights.
No, it's actually stuffed animals, but very nice try. You still got three on the board. Breezy, bring it in. Come on down. Okay, so right now we have Daniela at a total of three out of five. So you need to get your game face on because these questions, they ain't easy.
They're hard.
Okay, Daniela, sit tight for me.
I'll be the judge of that, Daniela.
Daniela's at work hiding under her cubicle right now to win these Justin Timberlake tickets. Breezy, question one.
Yes.
JT and Britney Spears once stepped out in all matching outfits, which he regrets. What matching outfit did they have on? A, white tank tops with cargo pants. B, overalls. C, all denim. Or D, red jumpsuits.
I think it was all denim.
You would be correct.
I remember that like it was yesterday.
We all do. Question two, Breezy. How many Grammy Awards does Justin Timberlake currently have? A6, B4, C7, or D20? It's pretty obvious.
Six.
Correct. 2-3. Oh, wow. You need one more to tie it with Daniela, and then we go to the tiebreaker. Justin Timberlake is married to who? Britney Spears, Jessica Biel, C, Cameron Diaz, or D, Jessica Bailey?
Jessica Biel.
Jessica Biel would be... We have a tie! I just really wanted to play the siren effect. Okay, here we go. This is a tough one. The first time Justin Timberlake ever milked a cow, it took approximately how many squirts to produce a gallon of milk?
Oh my God. This is like so niche.
A, 75. B, 100. C, 150. Or D, 340.
B, 100.
B, 100 would be? No, I'm so sorry. All right, let's just go to the tiebreaker, shall we? Daniela, you're first. When Justin Timberlake hosted SNL, he did a skit involving junk inside what? A, a gym locker. B, a box. C, a stocking. Or D, a Prius. It was a little song. His junk was in what?
In the box.
Okay, that's your final answer. I'm going to lock it in with B, box. Breezy. Breezy.
I think I'm going to go Prius because, like, junk in trunk. You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Sure, like I don't care what answer you choose.
Okay, just tell.
So when Justin hosted an SNL skit involving his junk, you think this skit was about his junk in a Prius?
Oh, is it like his like genitals or
yes,
like
yes.
Oh
yeah.
Oh, I was thinking like trash, like junk in the trunk.
Oh right, guys.
I'm still gonna go Prius.
Prius, okay. The correct answer would actually be box. Daniela, you're going to the show.
Yay!
Oh, was it like lost Lonely Boys?
We're done here.
Okay.
Daniela, you got yourself a pair of tickets to go see JT at KeyBank Center October 21st in Buffalo. Who are you bringing to the show with you?
Yes, I'll bring my boyfriend unless he really doesn't want to go.
Oh, he's going to go. Are you kidding me? Well, if he doesn't... Breezy and I will go with you if he opts out. That's no problem.
Absolutely.
Congratulations.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
We appreciate you calling and listening to the show and playing Campy Breezy. You absolutely crushed it today.
Nice.
East Irondequoit is very, very proud of you. Daniela, what's the only station in the city? Hooking you up with Justin Timberlake.
98 PXY.
Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. I regret moving in with my lazy, unemployed boyfriend. No one cares that your kid made the honor roll. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There. I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present Dare I Said It on the number one hit music station, 98 BXY.
It's been a long week, you guys. Let's clear the air this morning on this beautiful Friday morning. 585-252-9800 for Dare I Said It. Anything goes for the next several minutes.
Yes.
Anything. Let's go over to this person that says, good morning, Moose and Breezy. Is it possible to hear Breezy's best Michael Jackson hee-hee impression? Thanks and happy Friday. Yeah, sure, that's possible. Let's hear it.
In honor of JT and Janet Jackson's 20-year Super Bowl disaster, I will do a little Michael Jackson impression. Ready? No, I'll stand up.
It doesn't need to be a whole thing. Just give us a hee-hee. Oh, that's pretty good. Wow. Can you do it again consistently? That's pretty good.
No, I...
Wait, don't. I gotta do it now. I gotta...
Duck and the bees!
Oh, my God. Were you there when I did my Michael Jackson tribute on stage at the Summer Jam?
I missed it, unfortunately.
Oh, that's right. You were three.
I was five, yeah. I was actually in diapers still.
Shut up. Rhonda says people who bleach their teeth super white and think they look great are delusional. There, I said it.
Same with people with like really, really, really fake veneers. Like if your veneers are, you know, as white as a piece of paper, we can tell you have veneers.
Speaking of teeth and mouths, I went on a first date with this girl once. It was kind of like a blind date.
Uh-huh.
So pretty. But she was all, she was all gums. Like,
wait.
Oh, no.
Wait,
I was like,
wait,
oh.
I have to send you something that somebody sent me.
It was very interesting. I was like, oh, you have a beautiful smile.
Where's
your teeth?
Moose, you're actually going to die when I send this to you.
I absolutely love that my breakfast this morning consisted of 2 cups of black coffee and a Snickers bar. There, I said it. I feel fulfilled.
Go to your Instagram DMs right now.
Oh, okay. All right.
You got to do it. Live on air. You got to do it.
Did you just send this to me?
I did. I really, really did.
I wish people could see this.
I'll post it on our story.
Oh, my God.
So good.
I'm dying. I'm so dead. Thank you, Rhonda, for setting that up. I'm glad we can spike it. Kaylee says Mondays are the best day of the week. There, I said
it's
it.
It's Friday.
People who actually love their jobs and have a purpose just don't have to rely on Fridays to be happy.
Okay. Oh, my God. It's so annoying. Let's go back to the teeth thing because I'm bored with this already. I would argue that we are the best teeth on a morning show in Rochester. Period.
What?
Point blank.
Where?
We have some of the best teeth in morning radio as a show collectively.
There, you and I.
Yes.
We do have nice smiles, but who have you been talking to?
Have you seen some of them?
You don't think Duffy down in the hall
I'm
has nice teeth?
I'm so all set.
Can't wait.
Your teeth can't be great when you're smoking as many cigarettes as he is.
Oh
my gosh. This person says, I could care less about the Super Bowl. I'm just there for the food and the commercials. There, I said it. You and everybody else who's just bored of watching the same two teams play each other over and over again. It's just annoying.
This is an odd take. Hey, good morning, guys. Love the show. I know this is weird, but just so you know, automatic toilets waste way more water than they save.
Yeah. Okay.
I knew it was coming.
Okay.
Does anybody else notice how dismissive that is when Breezy says that? Okay.
I just have nothing to say to that.
It's just so dismissive. Okay. It's just such a like it. It's just like such a big F you.
It kind of is. Yeah, I will agree with that.
This person says, "Who are we looking at here? What's up, Jimbo?" People beginning weight loss journeys shouldn't just focus on goals related to running. As a trainer, there's so many other ways they can succeed. Hit me up. My name is Jim, and I work at Planet Fitness. I will help you with your goals.
And I work at the gym.
There, I said it. I pick things up, and then I put them down.
Not the lunk alarm. Okay,
so,
Jim.
If anyone wants to go to Planet Fitness...
Oh, golly. Jim's waiting for you.
Jim is there waiting for you. I went to Planet Fitness once. I saw some really bizarre things in that gym.
One time, I was like... fully hired a trainer. This was like last year around this time, actually. I fully hired a trainer and she was like, we're so excited to start. I'll meet you at Planet Fitness in Penfield, like blah, 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 blah. Literally the day before we were supposed to start, she texts me. She's like, it's just not going to work out. Like, we didn't even start.
Yeah, we didn't even start yet. I walked in there once.
So funny.
And then I turned around and walked out. And the girl at the counter was like, leaving already? I was like, well, there's a guy in a black mask on the Stairmaster with a zipper over its mouth. And I was like, I'm so sad.
But wait, the pizza will be here in an hour. The pizza. Because they do like pizza and donut days at Planet Fitness. They literally do.
Are you serious?
Pizza Mondays every third Monday of the month, and then free donut Fridays every
Wow, that is so messed up. That is so messed up. Come in and work out. Get nice in shape. We're going to fatten you up again so you don't have to leave.
So somebody has been texting in all morning saying they want me to do, every time they hear the song Water play on the radio, make me sweat.
Yeah.
Make me hotter. They want me to do the viral dance, which is just a woman twerking, throwing a water bottle on her bum.
Oh, God. I think that's part of the music video?
I'm going to do it.
Okay, we'll do it in the bathroom on your own time. Who else is here?
I'm going to need you to record it.
No, I'm so good. Wind chimes need to be illegal. Oh, God. The whole neighborhood is kept awake and annoyed all the time because of one occupant wants to just share their love for the sound of clanging metal pipes. Oh. Man, I'll tell you what. People are running out of things to become bothered by.
No, they're so upset.
People are just running out of issues to be annoyed. It's like, okay, it's Friday. Faucets should be pedal controlled. All right, you guys are just out of your minds.
A lot of water talk today.
Yeah, a lot of water talk.
What is mine for today? I don't know. Like, this is not that niche. It's just more broad than anything. But I feel like every time I go to do something, it's all of a sudden out of service or out of stock or we don't do that anymore. I hit this guy up to come be a private chef at my 30th birthday. And he's like, I'm so sorry. We're not making house calls anymore. It's like, you just went to my friend's house last week. And he's like, I know, but it's...
Yeah, they probably don't want to work. They probably have plans. You know, maybe they, I don't know. Who knows?
3 months in advance?
That's why you're bothered, though? Because some of these people that cook dinner don't want to make a private house call?
I mean, not that specifically. I just feel like whenever I go to do something, it's always like, oh, we're done.
Just doesn't work out.
We're out of service. I'm so sorry.
And then this person asks if you can really quickly do your Kermit the Frog impression, your best Kermit.
Oh, my God.
It's the most horrible thing I've ever heard, but go ahead and do it for the people.
Not me sounding like Patrick Mahomes. Well, set me up with the line.
The stage is yours. Just do Kermit the Frog. Okay. Hey, Kermit. Happy Friday.
Oh, boy. Happy Friday.
What?
Hey, guys, I got the day off.
It's like a mixture of a T-Rex and a goat. I never understood it.
Boy, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Girls are players too.
Yes, they are.
Well, they sure are. PXY Mornings, it is Friday. My name is Moose, that's Breezy. 20 years ago, everyone remember that Super Bowl with Justin Timberlake and Janet Jackson?
Woo!
It really set the tone with how we watch TV and listen to the radio today, because after that, something called delay. The delay button came out. And I have one right behind me.
Yes, you do.
I've used it a couple times on the show.
The delay, the dump button, the cut to black.
It was the first time I ever saw a boobie live on TV.
It was one of the craziest things ever. So 20 years ago, I was 10. And 20 years ago, you were 20. So
Yeah.
Okay. That was your first boobie on TV. We have some bigger issues.
Live!
Here. Oh, live. Sure.
Live, yeah. But do you
think... He wasn't streaming yet at the time.
No. It was so funny to watch that Super Bowl performance because it obviously was choreographed. And then this whole thing came about like, oh, well, you know, JT, there was a mishap. There was a wardrobe malfunction.
He
no, there was not.
Literally ripped off her...
She was wearing a pasty.
She was wearing, like, gems.
She knew it was going to happen. But everyone's like, cut! cut. Everyone freaked out.
Yeah.
Super Bowl halftime shows used to be exciting like that. You never knew what you were going to get. So many people just looked forward to the halftime show.
It wasn't even like a great visual.
No, it wasn't. No.
I think, not me looking it up on a work computer.
I had a crush on Janet Jackson back then. I thought she was hot. Yeah.
I think she looks just like Michael Jackson, so.
Well, she looks
spooky. Yeah. But yeah. I remember.
She picks out the nose she wants to wear for that day.
I remember at the ripe age of 10, and I feel like we all, you know, were in different points in our lives when this happened. And I think it just puts a lot into perspective with, you know, the Super Bowl being this Sunday, JT coming to Buffalo. It's all kind of coming together in one cohesive thought. But at the ripe age of 10, I thought this was the biggest deal ever.
Yeah.
Like, nothing could have been bigger than this.
I'm at MCC taking all these media classes, and this is the only thing we talked about for weeks on end. Was this mishap that took place during the Super Bowl. And I had to keep saying, it wasn't a mishap. This was all choreographed. This was planned.
Right.
They did it for clout. And now look at us. Every single person in the country is talking about it. Now televisions are on a 20-second delay. We're on like a 12-second delay, whatever, what have you. Somebody swears I hit the button, and it just erases the last 4 seconds of everything you just heard.
Right. So
all because of what happened 20 years ago at that Super Bowl.
Yeah. And the FCC and all of the things.
Everybody was like, Janet's boob live on TV. And I was like, nice.
Moose is like, honestly, I'm
sick.
Into it.
Sick. I like it. Nice pasty.
It wasn't, but I'm looking at it closer now on a work computer.
Like, why would you think that's an accident?
It's not even a pasty. It's just a gem.
She went out of her way to decorate her boobie with jewelry. What makes you think it's not planned? Why was everybody freaking out? And it happened at the beat. Like, the last drum roll, like, as soon as the drum hit, like, the bass, Justin just ripped her shirt down.
I want to watch it again. I don't know. It just... It's very strange, and I feel like ever since then, Super Bowl halftime shows have kind of trickled more downhill, I would say. Again, they were super PC for the next 5 years to come after that mishap or choreograph or whatever you really want to call it. But the Super Bowl halftime show now, I mean, Usher's performing on Sunday.
How do you think he's going to perform?
I don't know, and I'm, like, very curious because... There's a lot of, like, pressure and media, obviously, around the Super Bowl halftime show. And I believe at one point, it was probably one of the biggest performances you could do. But then you have people like Taylor Swift turning it down because she's like, I don't have time. Like, it's just not for me.
Right. I think what would be magical is if Britney Spears was a surprise guest, came on stage, and then ripped his pants down accidentally. I was like, oh, no, he decorated it, too. He's got, like, it's all bedazzled.
No, I don't know. I think a lot of people go on the Super Bowl halftime show to almost, like, save their career or, like, make a comeback. For example, like, Rihanna last year, iconic. I don't think it was, like,
so
saving
boring.
Her career.
It was so boring. It had terrible reviews.
Okay, but like she was also pregnant. So
oh, that's
like,
right.
We
that's
need to
right.
like take
oh,
yeah, that into account.
I forgot she was pregnant. She was.
Yeah, she made a statement.
Oh, didn't she come down on, she was standing on like a stage.
Mm-hmm.
She came down on like wires.
Nobody
like,
knew that she was pregnant. Like she hadn't really gone out in public
and
been shown with child.
Yeah, I haven't heard Rihanna in the last year, and I forget she's a mom now. She's in hiding,
yeah.
And she's being a mom.
Yeah.
Enjoying the mom life.
So, I don't know. I think the whole idea around the Super Bowl halftime show is, A, it's definitely not what it used to be. B, I feel a lot of people are going on it just to save their career. For example, the Super Bowl before that, Dr. Dre, Missy Elliott, Eminem. Like, when is the last time any of those people have put out music? Not that I know of. Not that event that we play on this radio station.
Right.
That
right.
We play a lot of, you know, their music. I mean, we're still playing Missy Elliott. I don't know if we should be, but we are.
Once in a while, yeah. When is R. Kelly going to do a Super Bowl performance?
Not him live from jail, zooming in.
Oh, God. Oh, what an absolute scumbag.
Who would you want to see, like, accompany Usher this Sunday? Not just you, but, like, anybody. Who would you want to see?
William Hung. He bang! She bang! Oh, man. Cannot believe. I still can't wrap my head around the fact that that guy performed at our summer jam.
He did.
In 03.
He crushed it.
And people voted him in to do it. We gave people like 20 different options, and they all voted William Hung.
And then 10 years later, we had DJ Pauly D. And that's why we don't do Summer Jam anymore.
This is 98PXY.
I love this station. The only station I love.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.